Race cars. The noise draws you. It stands visible. And walls keeping people out, this spectacle is a city road race. There are cameras and cameramen strategically placed. And in retrospect, the best way to see the race is to see it on television. Despite what Juan Carlos says, the cars are loud, and there's a smell of burning fuel. I get a general pass in the nosebleed section, way around on the opposite end of the track from where I buy my ticket, and show the little blue band wrapped around my wrist to the gate guard in the D section. The stands are full, and a warm-up car is leading all competitors around the track in a get-to-know-you lap. Fans are ready for action, standing at the rail, lounging in chairs and grass areas near the grandstands. There's portable toilets, a food concession, parking, and if you want shade, you can find it under the grandstands. It's a long oval track, and sheet metal walls containing it are tall enough that you can't see the race unless you're looking down from a second-story balcony of one of the hotels across the street. My ticket calls the race the Grand Prix of Punta del Este. The beautiful models get out of a van. They are gorgeous. All made up and dressed in official racing outfits, they are walking to the finish line till the winner's declared, and then they will get their pictures taken for the newspapers and honor the winner with multiple hugs and kisses. Kisses are powerful motivators.